having not won away from home for a long period of time. You know, it was necessary to come here today and get the victory, albeit not probably the best footballing performance, but certainly in terms of battling and, you know, strength and character today, we had that in abundance. We've just come out of four games, three of them being away from home, unbeaten, and now we've got five of our next eight at home, and we've got to make that advantage count. You know, we've had some fantastic performances and results there this season at home. It gives us a chance. Five, you know, we have to do a lot of travelling, you know, the most in anyone in the league, and three of our last four games have been away from home, and in that run we've run beaten. So I think we show real character to get out the blip, and, you know, hopefully that can stand us in good stead for the run in, and now the five out of the eight at home.
You go into a bit of a mouth-watering month in great form now, don't you?
Well, that's it. I think we've come out the other side of the blip, and we're winning in different ways. You know, we have to find different ways to win football matches, and it's really pleasing. But yeah, it's set up nicely for a hectic April.
And every week the squad looks stronger.
I think so. You know, we left behind John Egan, Bradley Doug Loft. John Egan's back in training with us, so that's another lift. And I think what it does, it raises the competition of the squad in the right, healthy manner. That people know that they don't want to be missing these games now. And it's come at the right time.
Your job's going to get very hard soon, isn't it, when you've got to pick this team?
Certainly is, but I think you'd rather it now than the team pick itself at this stage. So, like I say, I think competition is healthy, and it's vital for us that it remains that way.